Keeping, I guess, on a similar theme, in survey after survey, we've talked about hearing issues and ideas over recent years. New Jersey is rated as one of, if not the worst state to operate a business in. As of July 1st, we have further proof of that. That's when big changes for the craft beer industry kicked in. Special ruling by the New Jersey Division of Alcoholic Beverage Control declared that brewery licensees will be limited in the number of events they can host and attend every year. I'm not making this up. Get ready for this one. Under the ruling, microbreweries are allowed to hold 25 on-site activities, things like trivia, music nights, annually, as well as 52 private parties. Breweries can also attend 12 off-premises events like town holiday celebrations. Before this ruling came down, breweries could hold as many events as they wanted to. Special ruling, not really a surprise. Restrictions about how a microbrewery can operate were released by the NJABC back in September 2018, but a month later they were suspended because, as you would expect, the brewers and owners were not happy about it, said restricting events would hurt their marketing efforts. In May of 2019, the NJABC put out another special ruling clarifying and expanding the restrictions. David Reibel, who was the former director of the NJABC, said back in 2018 that the allowances given to microbreweries were intended to create a demand for craft beer that would translate into greater retail sales at liquor stores, bars, restaurants, not to establish a new consumption venue at the brewery that makes the product. No, we wouldn't want that. Updated special ruling document was signed by the current NJABC director, James Graziano. This was May 28, 2019. Echoed the same idea, stating the rules would increase stability and foster realistic competition among breweries and restaurants. The document reads in part, based on its experience and expertise, the division has concluded that the activities and practices allowed by this special ruling strike the appropriate balance among the competing sectors of the industry. Now, on the flip side, we have Eric Orlando, executive director of the Brewers Guild of New Jersey, put out a statement saying that even though they knew that the NJABC was going to issue special conditions, we are still disheartened to learn that our feedback on ways to improve and modernize these rules was not incorporated by the division in their final conditions. Instead, he added, breweries in the state still struggling from the economic impacts of the COVID-19 pandemic, and now also impacted by record inflation and ongoing supply chain issues, will be limited in their ability this summer and the foreseeable future to serve their customers and provide the types of local community-centric hospitality options many in our state have become accustomed to and thoroughly enjoy. Let's get further into the mechanics of this thing. Under this whole new situation, any event promoted by the brewery or a vendor through any media or social media, that counts as one of the 25 on-premises events. Plus, any time a brewery shows a televised sports championship, hosts a live musician, a DJ, even if that event is not promoted, that counts as one of your 25. Brewer customers, you come into this too. You'll be allowed to order food for delivery, but any collaboration between a food vendor or food truck and a brewery, that's prohibited. Breweries are also unable, get ready for this one, to brew and sell coffee. That's right. A brewery cannot serve coffee or host pop-up vendors on their premises. Now, if a gathering has a festival permit, which is true of most events, by the way, where breweries showcase the beer, that will not count toward the 12 events per year that a brewery is allowed to attend. Breweries will now be able to sell their beer directly to consumers through what's called the Limited Brewery Off-Premises Event Permit. These can be obtained to attend 12 off-site gatherings considered civic or community events, things like sports games, holiday celebrations. With a limited brewery off-premises event permit, brewers will be able to sell beer by the glass, open container, as well as offer 4-ounce samples and sell certain unchilled bottles or cans of their beer. This ruling also allows for customers to only do one tour a year if the brewery keeps a log of who's already taken the tour. Let me read that one again. This allows for customers to only do one tour a year at breweries that keep a log of who's been taking tours. Longstanding rule states apparently customers must complete a tour, self-guided or otherwise, before buying a drink. Wow. You know what? If you own a business anywhere in New Jersey that operates under any kind of state license or permit, hearing all that, that's got to make you think, when are they coming from my industry? When are they coming from me?